All right, you're listening to the Phoning It In podcast recorded at KDBS Davis 90.3 FM. My name is Nadav, and right now we've got Pat from Handglops out of Brooklyn, New York. I'm pretty psyched about this one. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. See?
Cool. Sounds like this is going to be a good vibe for a Halloween show.
Yeah, it could get a little spooky. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So what's been going on with Handglops? You know, you had the album out on Gulture just a couple years ago.
Right.
Any new recordings coming out?
I got a tape coming out that's a split with the band Sea Lions. They're based out of Oxnard.
Oh, cool. How did you hook up with those guys?
I know one of them through the internet, just message boards and stuff. So, you know, I kind of started listening to them early on, and they've kind of gotten bigger in the past year or so.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty cool. And the tape is really good. I listen to their side pretty much all the time. I'm really happy with it. So.
Nice. Is that out yet?
They have theirs because they're on tour with Jeremy J, but I'm waiting on mine. There was an issue with the free download cards, so
yeah.
I don't think it's officially out from the label yet, but it should be, you know, within the next couple weeks, definitely.
Yeah, cool. And one thing I got to ask, I don't know if this has been covered before, is where does the name come from? It seems like the last bunch of Gulture bands all had pretty interesting names with Handglops, Meerkaz, Michael Zuhl.
Yeah. The name is, it's not a great story or anything. A lot of people think it's a dirty name or something. I don't know, because hands and glops, I guess. But it's really just from when I made a MySpace. I originally had the name as Handclaps, but I couldn't get the URL MySpace/Handclaps. So I just changed a couple of the sounds, you know, voiced the stop and then change the vowel sound to get Handglops.
So. Yeah.
Just to be a little more Google friendly, I guess.
Yeah, well, truth be told, it's a better story than if it was dirty.
That's probably true. That is probably true.
Well, you want to go ahead and try a song?
Yeah, I'll do one. I'll do one of the songs off the tape, I think, to start it off. It's going to get fuzzy in a minute here, so. I'm going to play I Want to Go Home. And it's loosely based on the Southside Johnny song, I Don't Want to Go Home. They're like opposites, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, so here we go. Okay, let's see. Thank you. to try doing the first party, which is off the album. Okay, let's see if this works.
Sounding great.
Cool. I'm glad. I gotta think of another song to do. All right, I'll do another one from the tape. There's that thing. Okay. Sure. I'll just do this one acoustically. Okay. Thank you.
Show works best.
Yeah, that's cool. I am doing. All right. Check.
Going so well.
Yeah, I know. I just like it short, you know.
Yeah.
I always cut out parts of songs on the fly.
Gotcha. Short and sweet.
It gives me power over the music, you know.
Yeah.
I lose myself in it. I like that.
Gotcha.
Have you ever
heard of a musician who lives in New York named Don Lennon?
I have not heard of that.
You might check him out. He covers a lot of the same subject matter in a similar way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
He's one of my favorites. One of my favorite songwriters.
It's Don?
Yeah, Don, like John Lennon, except Don Lennon, D O N.
All right. Yeah. I'll check that out. Yeah. Well, all the songs on the album are about going to parties, and then all the songs on the tape are about not going to parties. I kind of ran out of going to parties material, so I just had to, add "don't" in front of them, and then I got a whole other four songs. Like that.
It opens up a world of opportunities.
Yeah, but I'm starting to run out of that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess there's. Happen. I mean, you've written a couple songs about playing or going to shows. There's always you could always write about not going to shows.
Yeah, I do have one, at least in my head, about really bad bands, like don't start a band, basically. I guess I have start a band.
Yeah.
But, you know. Actually, I could play that song.
Okay.
Start a band. Actually, I'll play the show. I'll play the show. Okay. We're going to have a lot of fun that day. show tonight. And we're gonna win it from.
Song was written first?
The first party. Actually, a bunch of the songs on the album were written in 2005, a while ago.
Oh, wow.
And I played them with my band from home in Toledo before I went to school, and now I've graduated, so it's been a while for those songs.
Yeah, was that still Hand Glops?
No, that was a different thing. That was Mon Mops, I think, was the iteration.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was all real power pop stuff, and that's where all the lyrics come from, because I just wanted to play really, like, upbeat power pop, really clean, and, like, lyrics about teenagers and the weekend.
Yeah.
And I just used all those songs for Hand Glops, because it takes me forever to write these songs.
Yeah, well, it's a great effect, the lyrics and the mood, you know, the sort of contrast in the lyrics and the mood.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I think people like it.
Yeah, they do. Congrats. Yeah. Seems like things are going well for Hanglops.
Yeah, they're going pretty well. You know, I just moved to New York, so I'm still kind of getting the hang of it. But
yeah, from Ohio.
I went to Swarthmore actually, and I just moved here after I graduated.
So yeah,
that was this summer. Yeah, it's been cool. How many more songs can I play?
As many as you'd like.
All right, I'll do a couple more. I'm just trying to think of all the ones I have. I already did. I'll do a start a band.
Okay.
That'll be good. Okay. All right. them to try to hit those notes. I just can't handle.
No worries.
All right, I'll do one more song.
That should be perfect timing.
Cool. I'll do The City. That one is also on the album. I think it uses the same beat. I'll use the pop beat for this. I just used the presets on the SK1.
Is that song about New York or just cities generally?
Oh yeah, that song is just about cities generally, and very much intentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the kids can relate.
Right. Yeah. I don't actually know much about cities myself, so.
Toledo is a city.
Lyrics like "Watch the waves rolling in on the river," which is not really something people do. Found out since moving to the city, but you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
It sounds like an aborted Springsteen lyric.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick. It's really sounded good.
Thank you. It's fun. I like the show a lot. I've actually been listening for a while. I kind of found it through the Mountain Goats one, but you know, it's
cool.
Really good.
That's really cool. Well, stay on the line for just a second.
Sure.
You've been listening to Hand Glops on Phoning It In on KDVS. Check them out at myspace.com/handglops and handglops.com. And check us out at myspace.com/phoningitin and phoningitin.net. Thanks.